receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I am Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes out of your day, Tuesday, I believe. Thanks for joining me here today. Prior to getting started here with today's message, and it'll be a sermon I just preached on Halloween. You know, with all the years I've been pastors, not many, I guess 9 or 10, this is the first time I can ever recall Halloween falling on a Sunday. Maybe it's just been one of those leap year skips that it just hasn't fallen on a Sunday. This is the first time I can remember in a long time. So my sermon this week was, what will be the sign of your coming? Halloween 2021. Just meaning as of. Because every day the thing changes. The world's changing so fast around us. I told my church family, and I very well might do this, that I could preach this every month, at least with a different text. What'll be the signs? And every month it would be different. We could focus on something different. You're going to hear a lot of that here come out in this sermon. We're at a different place. The launching point for this was much later in Matthew 24, with the parable of the fig tree, or as Luke wrote it, the parable of the fig tree and all of the trees, ruling out this is a cryptic message about Israel. So that's where we're at here today. Midweek Bible study is tomorrow night. It's at 6 o'clock. I invite you to come by. We're having an outstanding study in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 7 tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It's my invite to you. Love to see you. We have some 30 people coming out now on a Wednesday night. We roll out the blackboard. It's open for questions and, Lord willing, answers. And I'm rolling out the invite to you, and I'd love to see you. This Sunday, we should be starting a brand new book. We'll see how the Lord leads getting closer to the weekend. So, okay, here's the last part of this message. It was only a 30-minute sermon, so we're going to hear a lot of what you heard yesterday all the way through the end. And what will be the signs of your coming?
Luke 21. It says, look at the fig tree. Look what he says next. And all the trees. You see, he's not talking about a fig tree. He's talking about a season. This is not a secret reference to Israel. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said, look at all the trees. He says, and that's Luke 21, 29, I believe it's verse 29. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. So when you see it's famine, a dried up Lake Mead, a dried up Lake Lanier, governments paying farmers not to plant anything, when you see COVID-19 wreaking havoc across the entire globe, when you see earthquakes and the rapid intensity of them, when you see climate change, when you see 3.5 years with no water and no rain, when you see the government forcing you to take a mark in order to buy or sell, those are the things he's talking about. When you see these things, recognize this. Smell the coffee. That his return is very near. You know, when I lived in Colorado, where it's cold in the wintertime, I recognized two things. And this old Italian boy is ignorant. Funny little bumps start to come out of the ground in March. And number two, the buds on the trees were cherry colored. The bumps, I were told, was what? Starts with a C. Crocuses. The buds that blossomed were cherry blossoms. And I could say to you, or someone who lived there could witness, that when you see all these things, when you see crocuses come up from the ground, when you see pink blossoms on all these trees here, you will recognize that spring is near. Now, in light of that, verse 34 of Matthew 24. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation, now I would say that be you, if we're correct. The generation that sees COVID terrorizing the countryside, no water in Lake Mead, the love of everyone growing cold because of all the evil that's out here, when you see everyone offended at every little thing, that's the group that he's talking about. Is that you? Sure seems like it. Sure seems like it. This generation will by no means or not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Hallelujah, I love that verse. My words will, that's a vein-popping statement there. You can take it to the bank. You can bet your sweet bippy. I guarantee that every word that's in this book is going to come to pass. Amen. That's good news, people. That's good news. Everything. Like, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Everything. How about we are more than conquerors through Christ who saves us? That's good news. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, and indeed it will. No matter how much money these politicians take out of your bank, it's going to pass away. The question is your name in the book? You watching online, climate change is real, you bet. The question is your name in the book? All this is going to vanish and be done away with. Peter said it's all going to melt with fervent heat. Zechariah, the Old Testament prophet, says people's eyes are going to dissolve in their sockets. Is your name in the book? So now, with everything we know, what's next? Verse 36. It says, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Mark 13:32 adds, and I wrote that on the handout, he wrote, not even the Son knows. Now, to give us a clue, Jesus is going to remind us of Noah. What day it will be and what the hour is, no one knows. But the season, the season, you see. So right after no one knows comes the word but. Verse 37. But, you see, this you can know, he's saying. The times and the season, you know, when is it going to, the day and the hour you do not know, but here comes a but. This you can know, he's saying. This you can know. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. All right, now right here at this point here, Luke records Jesus also making this statement, Luke 17:26. I wrote it down for you on a handout. This is only in the Gospel of Luke. It's not in the other Gospels. He says this. Let me backpedal, verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so it'll be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and then the flood came and destroyed them all. Key word here is destroy. Verse 28. Here's the verse that's not in the other three. It starts with the word likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. Colon. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so it'll be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So, to add to our list this morning of famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, and government-issued marks in order to buy or sell, would be this sign for you today: rampant homosexuality. Rampant homosexuality. And that sign is given to help you know the season. Because remember, no man knows the day or the hour. See, here's a clue. When homosexuality gains prominence and authority and acceptance, then you'll know that his return is near. This is what the word says. When homosexuality gains prominence and authority and acceptance, then you'll know that the return of the Lord is near. Now, verse 40 starts with the word then. It says then. Now, look, it's just this quick. We go from all of these signs to just like it was in the days of Noah, to just like it was in the day of Lot, and then out of nowhere comes the word then. It's just that quick. Then, two men will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Look what he says. He says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. You know, I had the idea of preparing for this sermon. What do you say if we do this sermon every month? Not just the same text, but the same theme. From these words of Jesus, and let's see how the sermons evolve every month. And see how things are clearer than they were the month before. What sayest thou? I think we could do that, don't you? And I won't be repeating myself. Heaven forbid all of you become professional Christians. We would want that to happen now, would we? So, seeing the suddenness of verse 40 and 41, and yes, this is the rapture here. It says one will be taken. That's the Greek word paralambano. It means to be received near. And one will be left. Greek word aphiemi. That, my friends, is the Greek word for a divorce. So here we see, right with the word then. That's right in the middle. That's right where we are. If you put your thumb on the pulse of what's going on in the world, you and I are waiting on the word then, Bill. This is where we stand. We're waiting for then. Here we see the mother of all, as I watched on divorce court, killing time years ago, irreconcilable differences. God is unable to be reconciled to you. Or I should say, you are unable, unwilling to be reconciled back to Him, is what it is. It's not the problem with Him. The problem is with you. Due to your stubbornness or unwillingness, or really, you're just bent out of shape because God loves you. That's the charge over you. The charge over all of you and all of you watching is God loves you. Are you angry at that? Has anyone here ever heard the phrase before, angry atheist? Well, why, pray tell, are you angry? God says, all day long I have stretched out my arms. God loves you. He loves you so much, He sent His Son to die on the cross in your place. God demonstrates His own love towards me and you, and that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. That's the charge over you, is that God loves you. All we need to do is respond to that. If you're unwilling to reconcile to God, then you will get your wish. And here it is. Your wish granted. Your divorce. Here, right here. And we're just waiting for it. We're waiting on the word then. That's where we're at. Everything else, you can get out a checklist. You can go home and make your own checklist. Everything here is checked. We're waiting on the word then. Then, two will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be divorced. Two women will be over here talking. One will be received near. Only other time you find that word in the Bible is John chapter 14, when Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will paralambano. I will receive you unto myself. Only other time that word's used. Hallelujah. We're waiting on then. What are you going to do in the meantime? We're waiting. Just that fast. We're waiting. That's what we're waiting on. Then. Those that will be left behind will be left behind to believe the lie. Verse 43, but know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Now here's the main point the Lord wants you to know on this Halloween 2021, is this: therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect Him to. Are you ready? Praise be to God. There's one soul. Are you ready for His return? We're waiting on the word then. I've spent many, many years in the study of this book, and I can no longer point to anything that said, no. This and this and this got to happen first. Because each time I do that, He proves me wrong. Now I'm just waiting on the word then. Are you ready? At an hour, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. You know, I wrote this on my handout here this morning. I'm going to ask Glenda to come up and play. We're going to have communion in a second. I wrote this on my handout when I was studying and getting ready for this morning. I don't have the answer to it, but this is what I wrote. I have the uneasy feeling that something more is required of us. I said, I have the uneasy feeling that something more is required of us. Why does He keep warning Christians to be ready? I don't have the answer. These are commands. These are commands given to you and I, to Christians. You can read many of them that he wrote like this. Therefore, be ready. Matthew 24:43. He says it right after the parable of the 10 virgins. Therefore, be ye also ready. That is, be awake, be waiting for his return. Or how about Hebrews 9:28? He's coming a second time, apart from sin, to all those that look for him. So I haven't answered that. Maybe the next time that we do this sermon, maybe I'll have an answer. I would certainly hope so. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my uneasy feeling that we're missing something, something is being undone that needs to be done. I don't understand why he keeps warning believers to be ready and to be looking. I mean, what happens, Sue, if you're not looking? What happens if I'm sleeping? Certainly he can't mean anything by that, right? Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I did not make it. The name of Jesus is a refuge, a shelter from the storm. A help to those who call the name of Jesus is a fortress, a saving place to run, a hope unshakable. When we fall, you are the Savior. When we call, you are the answer. We
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
And join the chorus of the saints enthroned on high. Here they trusted him before us. Now their praises fill the sky. Wash us with his blood. He has washed us with his blood. He